tell is that you've considered your letter of resignation and the newspaper's internal report at the time. You accept the contents of the report now, as you did in 1988. You say that you did not challenge the report at the time, but chose to leave before you were disciplined, because you would resign rather than be dismissed. You say you regret your actions in 1988 when you were a very junior reporter, keen to impress. You say you realise that you'd acted improperly and that this would be unacceptable at the newspaper. Is that right?
Correct.
At that time, you were 25 years old, weren't you?
24, actually.
24 years old, and you'd been practising as a journalist since your teens.
Correct.
Tampering with the computer file in order to pass the mistake from yourself to the Devon News Agency was wrong, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was a young reporter, and I'd had a series of run-ins with Mr. Greenslade while at the paper. And, you know, I made a mistake, you know, I acknowledge that. And rather than incur the wrath of an executive who I didn't get on with, I foolishly, you know, thought the best way would be to cover my mistake. It was the wrong thing to do, and I resigned. But, you know, having said that, you know, it was a quarter of a decade ago, you know, and I really feel that...
It was actually 23 years ago, wasn't it?
Was it 23, Bob?
But my concern is what you said to me, which wasn't 23 years ago, or indeed much more than 23 days ago. And I think we could just look at that.
Indeed, we will. Because just before we do, when you say mistake, we are talking about an act of dishonesty, aren't we?
Absolutely.
When I asked you about it, the transcript starts on page 3, runs over to page 4.
Sorry, what tab is that?
Tab 13, I'm told. Right at the back. Under something of a cloud the first time around. And you replied, we had a disagreement, correct?
Absolutely, I was acknowledging that I did leave under a cloud and hinting at the disagreement. You didn't ask any supplementary questions, and, you know, it wasn't the highlight of my career, obviously. It's, you know, it's not something that I elaborated on.
Okay. You know, can we explore, first of all, whether or not there was, in fact, disagreement? Because your current witness statement, or third witness statement, says that you accepted the contents of the report now as you did in 1988.
No, absolutely. What I was referring to by disagreement was that I had a disagreement with Mr. Greenslade, who didn't like the way that I worked. You know, I thought he didn't like me. And ever since has displayed obsessive hostility towards me. So there were a number of run-ins I had with him. I mean, there were disagreements over several stories.
Well, we'll come to that in a moment, but isn't the position that your answer to me was disingenuous, because the true position was that you had left the Sunday Times because you had committed an act of dishonesty, you were ashamed of then and now.
No, I accept that very much, sir. I accept that. But, you know, the background to it is that I had a history of disagreements with one executive on the paper. And as you noted in my resignation letter, you know, I was referring to other stories as well, right, that I'd been questioned, you know. So it was an ongoing thing, but that was the final straw. And I acknowledge it was wrong. I was young, I was naive, you know, it was a foolish thing to do. I acknowledge that.
Well, you say you were young and naive. You'd been working as a journalist for several years. And what you did was plainly wrong, wasn't it?
Well, I've acknowledged that. Absolutely. there was intense pressure at the time. I mean, it was a tough time, my first stint at the Sun Times.
There has been some recent writing on this issue. There's an article which has been brought to the Inquirer's attention in the British Journalism Review. The article was published in December of last year by Mr. Michael Williams. It has a slightly unseemly title of I've Seen the Future and It's Crap. But if we turn to page 39 of that article.
What's that? Which tab is that?
Tab 12, I'm told. It's right at the very back of my bundle.
Right.
And Mr. Williams says towards the bottom of that page, at the very least, there was a great deal of reckless risk-taking, not exactly discouraged by the News International corporate ethos. I summarily dismissed the reporter who was caught trying to cover his mistakes by offering a financial bribe to the staff in the newspaper computer room to falsify his copy, something he has never subsequently denied. Shortly afterwards, he went seamlessly on to a senior job at our sister paper, The News of the World, where his scoops were celebrated. This autumn, he was rehired by the Sunday Times as an undercover reporter. All corporate memory of scandal had been erased. Now, there's no doubt, is there, that Mr. Williams is referring in that article to you?
Absolutely, and it's a completely untrue allegation. And also, Mr. Williams himself left the Sunday Times under somewhat of a cloud. I don't know the precise details, but his employment was terminated in 1994, and I think the reasons are shrouded in secrecy because of some deal he struck through his sister Shillings. But that allegation is completely untrue. And even Mr. Greenslade, who's known to be very critical of my work, yesterday in his blog said that that was news to him. He found it surprising. I mean, it's simply untrue.
Well, I want to be specific. We know from the documents that Professor Greenslade has provided, and which you have not disputed, that you resigned before being dismissed. But the specific allegation there is there was an offer of a financial bribe to staff in the computer room to falsify copies. Is that true?
It was completely untrue. No, I did not bribe anybody.
Just before we leave that page, do you recognise how he describes working at the newspaper at the further up the sheet? Take the story to breaking point and then ratchet it back a notch. Unfortunately, many journalists have whopping conveniently forgot about the last bit as they got carried away in the Wild West atmosphere.
No, I don't recognise that at all. I mean, the Sun Times were very strict, you know, they're very thorough, and you know, as they are now, I mean, it's just completely untrue.
I want to now move to your relationship with Professor Greenslade as he now is, back in the 1980s when you were working on the Sunday Times. You say that there were several disagreements. The inquiry has been provided with information which suggests that Mr. Professor Greenslade doesn't accept that. He can't recall any disagreements.
Well,
might you be mistaken in your recollection?
No, definitely not mistaken. I mean, this is a man who's written an article saying why I'm out to nail Mazen Mahmood. I think, you know, his agenda is very clear. He didn't like me then, doesn't like me now.
It's certainly right to say that Professor Greenslade has published a number of articles critical of some of your work. It's also right, though, that he has, on other occasions, praised your work, isn't it?
Right, I don't know what proportion is, but the majority of his work is very critical.
He praised your work in exposing the Pakistani cricket match fixing, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And your expose involving the Duchess of York.
I don't know whether he praised that or not.
Can we move now to the evidence which you gave about Turku
case.